Ukraine has called for a demilitarised zone around Europe's largest nuclear plant, warning that a failure to act could cause catastrophic consequences. Heavy fighting is again raging around Zaporizhia nuclear plant, with Russia and Ukraine accusing each other of shelling the facility, prompting fears that a Chernobyl-style catastrophe is imminent. Laura Lockwood is the director of the Open Nuclear Network and a former official of the International Atomic Energy Agency, and she joins us this morning from Vienna. Laura, thank you so much for your time. Now, Russian forces have seized the site in March and have been using the nuclear plant as an army base in its war against Ukraine. How dangerous is the situation right now?
Well, Patricia, thanks for having me. It's quite dangerous. You have a militarized location. You have shelling happening all around. Regardless of who is responsible for it, is extraordinarily dangerous. It simply should stop, and it's going to require the cooperation of all of the parties to this conflict to enter into a ceasefire, if you will, and to permit the International Atomic Energy Agency to go in and reestablish safeguards, safety and security.
Ukraine is staging a counterattack in the area. Is it known what damage, if any, has been caused between the two sites at the site?
There have been reports out of damage to three radiation sensors, that a couple of the workers there have been injured, and that three out of the four high voltage power lines have been damaged. It is not clear, however, who is responsible for that damage. There are mixed reports, certainly finger pointing by both the Russians and the Ukrainians.
UN nuclear inspectors say they want access to the plant, but Kyiv claims that Russia is blocking them from getting inside the site. Can we really know how much damage has been done at the site until inspectors realistically get in?
No, because there's a lot of disinformation and simply a lack of understanding about what has happened there, who has created it, and what are the implications for the damage there. It almost doesn't matter in a technical sense, in a catastrophic sense, who is responsible for the particular damage. It simply needs to be stopped. The Russians themselves have said that they are willing to arrange a visit for the IAEA. However, in the Ukrainian perspective, this might add justification or allow the Russians to claim that they are being recognized as the operators of this facility. It's a very complicated political situation.
So how likely is it that radioactivity could be released while fighting continues around the nuclear plant?
Quite likely. If something in particular were to hit the spent fuel pond that they have there, you might not have a Chernobyl type event, simply because these reactors, the reactor units, there are six of them, have been reinforced to protect against, for example, airplane crashes into these facilities. However, there are lots of other there are many different kinds of damage that could result in the release of radiation, including human error as a result of all the pressure that the Ukrainian operators are under.
So what kind of accidents could occur at the plant?
You could have a strike on the spent fuel pond that would release radioactive particles into the air. You could have a strike that damages the supply of the water that cools the reactors or the spent fuel pond, which could create a meltdown. So all of those technical events could happen. Again, less likely a Chernobyl kind of thing because of the reinforcement of the units, but there are lots of other ways that damage could result in the release of radiation at the facility.
Is Kyiv exaggerating when it says that a Chernobyl-style catastrophe is imminent and a real risk?
I would say that I'm not sure I would call it an exaggeration. It is a possibility, but it is not the most likely possibility of damage happening at that facility. It doesn't mean that something less than Chernobyl couldn't be catastrophic, but it may be something that we haven't even contemplated yet.
The nuclear plant is Europe's largest. What will happen if it ends up in Russian hands?
Well, there are a couple of things that will happen. First of all, in all likelihood, the Russians will cut off that electricity to Ukraine, which will impact the people in the area around Zaporizhia. They are also likely going to try to reconnect it to the Russian grid, and the Ukrainians have objected to that, not unreasonably. So I think it would result in an immediate loss of electricity to the Ukrainian neighborhood in which it's located.
So you would think, given the situation that it's in, it's absolutely something in their sights. What, is there much hope that there's going to be the ability for independent assessors to go in that context?
You know, Patricia, you raise a really good point. It clearly is not in the interest either of Russia or Ukraine to have any kind of an accident happen at the Zaporizhia nuclear facility. So I think ultimately, maybe, and I hope cooler heads will prevail, and that the IAEA will be able to get all of the parties to the table and get them to agree on the circumstances under which the IAEA staff can come there to look into the issues related to safety, security, and safeguards. So it clearly is in all parties' interests, but you know how complicated these international political dynamics are right now.
They're incredibly complicated vexed with everyone's entrenched interests here. So in terms of your analysis of how this is unfolding, do you expect that this will be resolved, or are you worried that this will get worse?
I think it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. I know that Rafael Grossi, who is the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, is trying to get the Ukrainians and the Russians to sit at the table to figure out how to solve this problem. One option might be for Secretary General of the United Nations, to intervene and to assist the IAEA in gaining access under a UN flag, if not under the Ukrainian or the Russian flag.
Laura, many thanks for coming on the show and explaining what is a very complex issue. Appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure, Patricia.
Laura Lockwood is the director of the Open Nuclear Network and a former official of the International Atomic Energy Agency.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.